woman is for another unmitigated offence. But it is important to recognise that even those books that are given to children with the express intention of simple enjoyment, having a good laugh, pure entertainment, are likely to contribute on some unconscious level to their world view. So next time you're choosing a book for your child, or babysitting to help your tired daughter or daughter-in-law get through another week of busy work, do everyone a favour. Rejoin the flagging revolution. Pick up that book we all so love, The Tiger Who Came to Tea, and start it differently. Today, it was Daddy's day to go to the office. Go on, one added sentence to help change the world.
This evening's essay in our series Happily Ever After was written and presented by Anne Fine and first broadcast on BBC Radio 3 last year. The series is a unique production. This is BBC Radio 3. It's 11 o'clock now and time for the first of this week's Late Junctions with Fiona Torkington, starting with a nod to Radio 3's British Music Focus.
built Jerusalem in England's green and pleasant land.
Celebrating Radio 3's British Music Month here on Late Junction with Chris Wood's moving version of Jerusalem, which you can find on his new CD called None the Wiser. And welcome to another Late Junction week. Fiona Talkington here with you until 12:30. And I'm here tomorrow and Thursday as well. The Hilliard Ensemble is one of Britain's most famous choral groups. They've been together for some 40 years now. Their most recent release, out this week, brings them together with a giant of Norwegian music, the composer and guitarist Terje Rypdal. There are two major pieces on the album. The first is called Melodic Warrior, and it was actually commissioned by the Hilliard Ensemble and recorded with them and the Bruckner Orchestra of Linz, and the texts are settings of Native American poetry. If you've only ever thought of Terje as a jazz and rock musician before, remember he's written symphonies and concertos and choral music in the course of his long career. Here are two tracks from Melodic Warrior: My Music Reaches to the Sky and But Then Again. Well, that's from Terje Rypdal's composition Melodic Warrior, featuring the Hilliard Ensemble as well and the Bruckner Orchestra of Linz, conducted by Dennis Russell Davis. Two tracks there, My Music Reaches to the Sky and But Then Again. And that's from a brand new CD called Melodic Warrior, which also features Terje Rypdal's orchestra piece, And the Sky Was Coloured with Waterfalls and Angels. And I'll play you something from that tomorrow here on Late Junction. Emily Wells now. This is from her debut UK album, released earlier on this month, and this is called Fire Song. A couple of releases out this month. First of all, Emily Wells and Fire Song from her album Mama. And then Kairos Quartet, led by the sax player Adam Aldman. And their album on Name Jazz is called Everything We Hold. That was the opening track, in fact, called The 99 Part 1 Great Scott. And I think their next UK date is at the Vortex in London on the 25th of July. But do double check their website. One of the highlights for me of the recent Tectonics Festival in Glasgow was meeting the composer Alvin Lucier and enjoying performances of so many of his pieces. One of them was his famous Nothing Is Real, taking a well-known tune by the Beatles, cutting it up into fragments, which we hear first of all on the piano. Meanwhile, the second performer has been recording this and then plays it back via a teapot, opening and closing the lid a few times to alter the sound. You might have heard the Tectonics recording on Here and Now a few weeks ago here on Radio 3, but this is a recording from 10 years ago in Vienna with the pianist Marino Formenti. Thank you. Psychedelic Bollywood is one of the latest Rough Guide releases, and there you'll find Asha Bosley in that song from 70s Bollywood action film called Don. And if you only want to own one Bollywood album, well, it's probably not going to be this one, but for lovers of Bollywood music, then you'll certainly enjoy this trip down memory lane. And before that, Alvin Lucia's splendid Nothing Is Real, and the pianist in that recording was Marino Formenti. Now, this is truly elegant. The musicians of the Gong Gede in the Temple of Batur in Bali. According to legend, the big gong was brought to the king of Batur by a Chinese princess in the 15th century, and along with that, she brought enough metal to make the whole gamelan. This recording of a piece called Galan Kanging was recorded in 1972.
Thank you. κορομέ, ανέρι κορομέ, ακορίτο νιάπε. Νερά με κονγάρα και λουχό κονκαγαρά και κόστα μπουνέλ. Όλο έχω γελίδε νουνουιέ, λακίνε γελίδε νουνουμπέ. Olo ko jali de nunu ye, Senegali gawulo de nunbe. Olo ko jali de nunu ye, Iye mali jali de nunu be. Bemba mbembale, Bembale kakeleke, Bembali sakakuruni, Bembale kasoke kuruti, Bembali jonke kuruta, Yadi jali de nunu ma. Que todo son go ah mama tetunya fo adama yara kasabole asema yi asente sikila akono mayi akono barabeji aben hakili jigi jonna aben niya jigi surukula suruku wara kele yorodo suruku bena mangala ni keleni suruku bino kanko kankari suruku mabale mamosoluso Suruku ma bale ma kelu son, hakili ma giga olo de nununa. Suruku ma furu mo so so mo, sengo biran fanda, ben batese. Ne pemba bora worudu Memmale memmale oh memba Oh 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 memba Memma bora mogojono ne pemba bora mogojono ne pemba bora mogojoni kosa Frikini koma, chomanu ni jomamaya.
Fuya tugu fula kete tugu kela aha ne be ma bora buru daga jala Bala bala ro ima e jamala tulo bala manka
Bala bala ro keli sona la tulo bala manka
Poni bararo ima e jamala tolong poni manka.
Poni bararo kini sonada tolong poni manka.
Sinala le jaliba, sirima fila le jaliba, jage moriba la le jaliba. Hu jaliba ka, jaliba maka. Soko soko si mani si mo salaba nyankubalu kabala si mo jala lele jodiba
Beautiful. The Mali-born singer Salif Keita and the title track from his album from a few years ago, Mbemba. And that followed the elegant sound of the Gongede Tempak Siring from Bali, recorded in 1972. This is a song which is said to have inspired Cecil Sharp to begin song collecting. Apparently he heard it in 1903 in Somerset, sung by a gardener called John England. It's called The Seeds of Love, and it's sung here by Bella Hardy.
I sowed the seeds of love for to last me all the spring. There was April, May, and likewise the June, when the small birds do sweetly sing. My garden was well provided with seeds of every kind, but I had not the liberty for them to choose the flower that was on my mind. My gardener was standing by, so I asked him to choose for me. He chose for me the violet, the lily and the pink, but I did refuse all three. The reason I refused the lily was because it fades so soon, and the violet and the pink I overlooked. Then I vowed that I'd stop till June, for in June there is the red rosebud, and that is the flower for me. But often I've snatched at the red rosebud and have gained but a willow tree. Oh, the willow tree will twist and the willow tree will twine, and I wish I was on that young man's knee that's stolen this heart of mine. As my gardener was standing by, he bade me then beware, for that underneath the blossom of the red, red rose lies a thorn that will twist and tear. Then of hyssop I will take a spray, and no other flower I'll touch, that all in the world will see and say, but I've loved one flower too much. So come all you pretty fair maids that love for to chipper and to chase the grass that is often trodden underfoot. In time will rise again.
Well, the red roses of June certainly have a lot to answer for. That was Bella Hardy beautifully singing The Seeds of Love. And that features on a CD called The Liberty to Choose, songs from the new Penguin Book of English Folk Songs, which I'll be featuring throughout the week as part of Radio 3's month-long celebration of British music. Well, this is a Swedish singer now called Sofia Jernberg, who's written both words and music for a song called Sleep. She's joined by the sax player Fredrik Lundqvist and the pianist Cecilia Persson.
So let me sleep in your box. I'll make myself really small and let me myself around your clothes. I'll iron them later.
Thank you.
from the best-selling Swedish jazz album of all time, Jan Johansson and Georg Riedel from Jazz på Svenska, Jazz from Sweden. One of my favourite all-time albums too. Beautifully simple arrangements of Swedish folk melodies. And Jan Johansson was killed so tragically in a car accident in 1968, aged just 37. That was song from Rättvik, following singer Sofia Jernberg, her own song called Sleep, playing there with Cecilia Persson on piano and Fredrik Lundqvist playing sax. The music of the Latvian composer Artūrs Maskats features on a new CD from the Choir of Royal Holloway, conducted by Rupert Goff with the Britten Sinfonia. This is his Lacrimosa, which he wrote in memory of those who lost their lives on the sinking of the ferry Estonia in 1994.
Thank you.
The Lacrimosa by Artūrs Maskats, written in memory of those who lost their lives on the ferry Estonia in 1994. The choir of Royal Holloway was conducted by Rupert Goff. The organist was William Mason and the orchestra, the Britten Sinfonia. And that's from an album I'm featuring throughout this week. I was just thinking, between them, Ben Mandelson and Ian Anderson have worked out they've done a total of over 90 years of live gigs and over 80 years of recording, over 30 albums. That's a lot of music. A couple of years ago, the thought occurred to them that they could work as a duo. So they called themselves the False Beards and they set about making music that might be an English take on old-time folk blues or sliding into a West African melody or a flavour of Greek music. All wrapped up in, as they say, some virtuoso twanging and relaxed and witty presentation and dodgy facial hair. Their words, not mine. The album that's come out of all of that is called Ankle, and from that this is Marie Celeste on Down.
Have you seen the water swirling round the bow? Have you seen the water? Can you see it now? And as we're sailing across the ocean, sitting pretty out here on the sea, I thought I saw the water open, saw a lady reaching out for Have you seen the mountains a thousand feet below? Can you see the mountains? Their peaks are capped with snow. I'm flying across that little village, calm and peaceful down there on the plain. I thought I saw a signal flying, heard a young girl crying out my. Can you see the razor up there on the shelf? Can you see the razor? I'm holding it myself. I think I see you standing lover, smiling sweetly while I take a shave. Yes, I'll hold the handle tight to lover, carve a thin red line into my.
Sound of the False Beards, that's Ian Anderson and Ben Mandelson. Marie Celeste on Down from their album Ankle, which they describe as old-time English psych folk blues world twangery. And great fun it is too. And I'm going to end Late Junction tonight with yet another brilliant album to come out of the Loop Collective. This time the leader is keyboard player Dan Nichols, who's joined by Kit Downs, Shebaka Hutchings, James Allsop, Dave Smith and Tom Challenger. At the heart of the album is a title track which draws you right in and then slides gently into Missing in Action. Thanks for your company tonight. Till tomorrow, good night.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3, and for this opening couple of hours, a visit to the 2011 Chopin and his Europe Music Festival in Warsaw, the festival's aim being to put Chopin in the context of his contemporaries and forebears. This recital with soprano Dorothea Mielz and pianist Nelson Gerner is mostly devoted to song, so Lieder by Schubert, Mozart and Beethoven, as well as Chopin and his countryman Moniuszko, the songs themselves familiar and unfamiliar. And at regular points throughout the recital, Nelson Gerner also goes solo in the handful of Chopin nocturnes. In fact, that's the way the recital opens. This is the Nocturne, Opus 27, number 2. Chopin's Nocturne No. 8 in D-flat, played there by Nelson Gerner. Soprano Dorothea Mielz joins him now for the first of the songs, Mozart's Die Abendempfindung, Evening Sentiments. It's one of his most famous songs and it reflects on mortality. Evening falls and the curtain of life comes. The poet then invites his friends to weep over the grave, for the tears will form the pearls in a heavenly crown.